We don't know what happened to the music, but I think Tiana is part, I mean, T is part as the DJ.
Done it.
Oh, but KB.
We out here making moves that these weak hoes can't. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. And they just gon' be mad at us.
You make it another day. Hey. And welcome to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. It's me, your girl, Queen T, a.k.a. Tiana Non-Basic, on all social media platforms, except for TikTok. I'm Queen Non-Basic.
Yeah, but you don't use TikTok, so it don't matter.
I do. I love me some TikTok, girl. I'm all that thing. I am on that thing. You don't be saying, I seen your TikTok.
No, well, I ain't seen you post a TikTok in about 2 years.
TikTok, Jenna, I'm always on TikTok.
Oh, not TikTok. I thought you... I
Instagram.
Meant to say Twitter.
Who X. Fuck is on Twitter?
Oh, wait. The platform formerly known as Twitter.
Girl, but anyways, ain't nobody on X. But
Elon Musk is.
Yeah, because he owned that thing. But I'm here with your girl, no other than...
LG in the house.
Oh, that was cute. And as you know, we always in the house. Well, we're going to need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and...
Pay attention.
Because the powers that be have been controlling the narrative for us for so long by using these celebrities that people worship or idolize. You know, people worship and idolize celebrities. Like, have whole shrines for these motherfuckers. But they use these people to control society, basically.
Yeah. And this, which is why they claim that there's an Illuminati out there. But go ahead.
Yeah, and they keep the wool on our eyes. But Cat Williams... recent interview at Club Shay Shay, or if it's Club Shay Shay likes to call it, conversation.
Mr. Shannon.
It was a conversation. Shannon Sharp. He calls it a conversation. This interview is still going viral. Literally broken the internet.
It sure did.
And the internet's just broken for Cat Williams. It's killing it. He's been named the greatest comedian of all time by so many people are saying that they, you know, they love him, and he's always been great to me, but you know.
Yeah.
But the industry is now responding back. People in the industry are now responding back. We have Tiffany Haddish coming out saying comments. We have everybody from Luda to Lil Trick Daddy.
What a trick. I want
to know. Basically, Trick Daddy told Cat Williams to meet him outside on his Instagram page.
You catch know, me like, outside.
I show up at your door, nigga. I'm like, what for what? For an interview?
Did he say something about it? I didn't get to watch the whole interview.
I don't even remember what he said about Trick Daddy. But he probably said that nigga was, I don't know, ugly.
You don't know, man?
I don't know. He said he metamorphed into something else. He got a disease that can't nobody name. I don't
know. Old age? No, I'm just joking.
No, he has lupus, girl.
Oh, it's sorry to hear that.
Yeah, but you know, lupus is so many, it's really like nothing that you can test for through the blood.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. It's a strange disease. So he really didn't lie there, but...
But it's still insulting to people
insulting,
who have
lupus. To the lupus community.
I'm sorry, I can't stop laughing. You fired.
Because I'm thinking about how Trick Daddy used to look and then to how he looked now. If he showed up at my door how he used to look, I'll probably be like a little bit scared. But I still, you know, get a bag, probably beat his ass. But if he showed up to my door how he looked now, somebody granddaddy with a pie belly, talking about, come on, son. After I cook you this good fried chicken.
He don't even look like that. Like, he going on the grill.
I like granddaddy now.
Go cat daddy, grill that damn chicken.
Oh, girl, I did go to his Sunday's restaurant when we were in Miami. Mm. And I have to say, everything was good besides that macaroni. I swear to Jesus, they put seasoning salt or Old Bay or something in the macaroni.
What?
That wasn't supposed to be there.
Macaroni only needs salt and pepper.
It was the worst.
And it doesn't necessarily need the pepper
I have ever had in my life.
Just need some real good cheeses.
Yeah, but this macaroni, I don't know. It was awful.
Okay.
It was awful. I can say
if
that
I can't cook nothing else, I cook some macaroni and cheese. But
I don't think he cooked it. He was there.
Well, I know, but he should have known the recipe.
He got a lot of kids working for him, though, which I like. You know, he hired a lot of kids, but their customer service was horrible.
Not surprised about that.
I did a whole review, and I stopped following him.
You're talking about Gen Z kids.
Restaurant. But I actually got into it with one of his workers, girl, while we were in Miami.
Wow.
Yes, the little boy was like, I just work here, and I don't know where your food is. I was like,
wow, you didn't have to say that.
But that is your job, to know how long my food is going to take to be ready. It's your job.
All you got to do is like, ma'am, I don't know, but I will go check with the
girl.
With the
he
cook.
Got real irate with me, and then I think he was trying to look for an insult.
See, this is why little kids shouldn't work in fast food restaurants. Yes. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Because he was insulting people, but
I don't see why people think that.
He just looked me up and down.
Fast food restaurants are just made for kids to work at.
I don't think so.
Whole
either.
Adults eat there. Come on.
I don't either. I don't think your kids, if they don't have home training, they shouldn't be working in customer service.
If you don't like customer service, if you don't really like interacting with people, do not work at restaurants. I don't give a fuck which kind. The fuck?
Okay, so this little boy, he's trying to insult me, and he's looking at me up and down, and then he was like, ma'am. He went back to being polite, because I was like, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go there with me.
And he looked over at your husband real quick, and the side. He was like, oh, damn.
No, my husband was in the, he was in the vehicle, so he wasn't looking at my husband. It was just me. I was standing there waiting on the food. But he was trying to find an insult, and he couldn't find it, because, you know, I was on point. But anyway.
You probably can insult my ass because I shall be, yeah.
So Cat Williams has now added Tori Hart to his current Dark Matter tour, which will be here in Indianapolis.
In April.
Oh, April the 6th.
April 2024.
Yes, and honey, I am going because I can't wait to see this tour. And I always liked Tori Hart's comedy. Like, I started following her after she got divorced from Kevin. Are they divorced or whatever?
Well, I haven't really listened to her because I don't know about Kevin Hart's exes and shit and all that, whatever he got going on, where he can't control his dick.
Well, she's actually a comedian.
Yeah. I said where he can't control his dick anyway.
Dang.
Yeah. Hey, I guess a lot of men can't control their dicks. This is cool. I mean, you know, y'all want something new sometimes. I got y'all.
Well, to me, if Kat is doing all these interviews for publicity, for his tours, he is killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the world on the edge of their seat right now. And they cannot wait to hear what comes out of his mouth.
And I would love to hear the tour. So we'll
and
see.
I can't wait to see Tori on the tour either. I can't wait.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I saw that one episode of her, the one comedy show she did. I forget where it was.
Laugh Factory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where she talking about some, I'm out here trying to meet new people. I'm single now. This is not her words exactly because I'm not good at, doing comedy like comedy people do. I'm not a comedian. But anyway, and like, I ain't never go to college, but, you know, so I never
That's
got to hoe. Yeah,
so
I never go to college, so I ain't never got to hoe, you know, like some people. But now I'm trying to get out there, and they like, you got this old pussy book. It's like, what's wrong with my pussy? I'm like, what, girl? You stupid.
Oh, my
God. That was cool, though. Yeah.
But it was funny. So I just feel like, you know, Kat's killing the game right now. But TMZ recently caught up with Kevin Hart to ask him how he feels about Tori going on.
He really didn't
want to
do that interview.
Kat.
He was not feeling
that
shit.
He was walking right past them. He didn't want to say nothing. But he was like, he wishes, you know, everybody all the success in the world.
Which is a nice non-political.
Tour is very successful.
Non-political.
Nothing but good things, but I don't really think Kevin is feeling it. But Kevin is the next celebrity in line to...
For what?
Sue Tasha K.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so let's go to that interview.
Well, that bitch broke, so good luck.
Oh, my God. Is she really? Because
she got $2 in her bank account. I just made that shit up on
her. Girl, is she still not doing numbers on her page, on her YouTube shows? Like, she's
but the thing is, so she got her whole little page where you can pay $144 a year to watch her videos. Yeah.
Yeah, so, but his old assistant has recently did an interview. And according to Kevin, he's taking legal action over the cheating allegations made by his former assistant. They did an interview on
That Photoshop
show. Tasha K's YouTube channel, Tasha K. And he says that before the interview was even set to be released, that his complaint filed against Tasha K and his former assistant, mm-hmm. Maisha Shakes. So she's shaking him down. Well, anyways, he said that they had contacted one of, somebody from Tasha K's camp contacted somebody in his camp, mm-hmm. and they were trying to extort money to not put the interview out.
Okay.
Yes. So he was given a preview of the conversation, mm-hmm. and he was telling them, he sent them a cease and desist.
Yeah.
And they, because the assistant, Maisha Shakes, had, she had signed an NDA.
Yeah, NDA, yeah.
A non-disclosure agreement, for you guys that don't know. So, he says that they were demanding $250,000. Somebody in Tasha K's camp. Get out of a non-disclosure
agreement, mm-hmm. if you're willing to pay the fine, so.
So, he says that his lawsuit against Tasha K and his former assistant alleges that they tried to shake him down and that, you know, they were contacting him about, the $250,000 to not put the interview out there, which is a breach of contract because she signed a non-disclosure agreement.
So he was looking out for her, actually.
Mm. Well, aside from violating the NDA, the interview, according to the Hart's complaint. I think
Tasha K needs that $250,000 because she broke, right? That's what she said.
I don't know. But according to People.com, aside from violating the NDA, the interview, according to Hart's complaint, included false and defamatory statements regarding Hart and certain legal disputes in which he had been involved. The lawsuit added that Shakes made statements that were false, including that Hart recorded a video of a sexual encounter and that he faced criminal charges regarding that supposed incident.
I'm gonna play solitaire.
Yeah, because he's not playing. He's not facing any criminal lawsuits or any criminal charges.
If two women willingly give your ass to you at the same time, that's no point then saying that you did anything wrong. So
he's suing for civil extortion and invasion of privacy. And he's adding
to sent it to him saying that we won't publish this interview. I got confused. I thought
they said that Tasha K's people had sent him basically threats to release this interview if he didn't pay $250,000. And he's basically saying they tried to shake him down. It just so happens that the chick name is Maisha Shakes. But he's suing her for breach of contract and defamation. And he's suing Tasha K for intentional interference with the contractual in relations.
Mm.
Yeah. And also, civil extortion and invasion of privacy.
I got confused because I thought he was willing to pay them this money to publish the interview. I did not know that they were trying to extort him for money to not publish the interview. That's some crazy shit.
Well, since that Cardi B lawsuit with Tasha K, everybody's coming after Tasha K and claiming that she has a history of posting defamatory.
Yes, she does, though. That's a fact.
Regarding celebrities.
That's a fact. You're going to sue me, Tasha K, because you're broke and you broke and I'm even broker. So.
She's facing another lawsuit, guys. But let's hope she wins this one.
Not.
I don't think so. But let's go into the strange world that we live in. The strange world in, everybody knows Jonathan Majors was convicted of the misdemeanor harassment and assault case.
I'm just wondering how he got harassment charges on a girl that was obviously harassing him, but go ahead.
The lotus flower.
Yes, white lotus.
She's the white lotus.
And that is not racist because I read a lot of fiction
that uses what white lotus is.
So yes, a white lotus is a woman, typically beautiful, but I wouldn't consider so a white lotus is a woman who pretends to be a victim, but she's actually causing trouble and then pretending that the other people that she's causing trouble for is hurting her.
So Jonathan Majors has finally spoken out about the white lotus. and how he felt after the conviction. And he did an interview with ABC, which is really crazy because we all know that they're owned by Disney, which owns Marvel. And you know, it seems like to me they pay him a pretty penny to do this interview.
They're not really trying to. They're just trying to show face. That's all. They don't really want to get rid of him.
I mean, why would they? I mean, he didn't do it.
He's a great
actor. It's like to me, it goes to back to where, you know, you see all the evidence, it's filmed, and you don't think you're going to get convicted, or you don't think these police officers are going to get convicted after these police shootings are being filmed and the people are unarmed and they still end up walking.
Yeah.
I feel like she wasn't convicted of what she did to Jonathan Majors, even though it was filmed. We saw her chasing him for blocks. And we saw that the
nobody in their right mind is about to chase a nigga for blocks that just beat their asses.
And the driver even said that from what he could see, it seemed like she was assaulting him. And in his interview, he said he wished to God he knew how she got any bruises or a cut behind her ear or whatever. Maybe the bitch went home and cut herself. Who knows? We'll never know. But what we do know is we saw her attacking him and chasing him for blocks. Period.
Well, I just got one word.
Period.
And look, he's still alive, but he was basically sacrificed. So he was basically lynched for some bullshit.
Mm.
So he's another Emmett Till. Just why I see it.
Well, to me, this Jonathan Majors trial is equivalent to a police shooting trial, basically.
Yeah. Well,
see all the evidence
with his girl, his ex girl being the police officers, and we have in video evidence against the police officers, and she goes scot-free like she's the victim.
Scot-free like she's the victim. She's the White Lotus. And then The Guardian posted this interview, and they were talking about how, you know, how he was basically, you know,
Blindsided.
He didn't believe it.
That he could have done this. He's like, he thought that they would be on his side with all the evidence and stuff.
And so the editor of the Guardian article writes at the end of the article,
we have to give props to the Guardian. They're an independent news station.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, Arthur says, from Elon Musk to the Murdochs, a small number of billionaire owners have a powerful hold on so much of the information that reaches the public about what is happening in the world. The Guardian is different. We have no billionaire owner or shareholders to consider. Our journalism is produced to serve the public interest, not profit motives.
Mm.
And we avoid the trap that befalls much of the U.S. media, the tendency born of a desire to please all sides, to engage in false equivalents in the name of neutrality. While fairness guides everything we do, we know there is a right and wrong position in the fight against racism and for reproductive justice. When we report on issues like the climate crisis, we're not afraid to name who is responsible. U.S. government. I put that in there. U.S. government. Not just U.S. government, but several governments. And as a global news organization, we're able to provide a fresh and outsider perspective on U.S. politics, one so often missing from the insular American media bubble. Around the world, readers can access The Guardian's paywall-free journalism because of our unique reader-supported model. That's because of people like you. Our readers keep us independent, beholden to no outside influence, and accessible to everyone, whether they can afford to pay for news or not.
Now, to me, it's basically saying that this trial was
a farce.
And it was purely racism that got him convicted.
And like I said, Emmett Till.
There you go. But Fantasia, this girl is getting her just dues finally. She's getting in the limelight, honey. And this is where we go into line like you look. Now, we reported that Fantasia really didn't want to do the Color Purple musical movie.
Well, she's been doing the musical for years. So
yeah, but she stopped doing it. She stopped doing it a while back. And she didn't want to play silly in the movie. But somehow, they talked her into it. They coerced her into doing it. And telling her
this would be
great for her career. And since she's done the movie, she's been nominated for a Golden Globe. She didn't win. And she also, what was it, for Best Actress?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Yeah, it was for Best Actress.
I literally watched the damn movie on bootleg, so. For free.
She also recently got to sing the national anthem at the CFP.
Oh, man, I got a national championship. I know it was beautiful.
Yeah, I listened to it, and she killed the song. You know, this is fantastic. Yes. The voice is undeniable. And to me, I feel like that her career could have been where it is now. Years ago, it could have been where it is now.
I believe so too.
Now, giving her just due because they told her that this could happen if she did the musical with Oprah. And but Oprah's been on a campaign trail to prove that she's not holding anybody down; that she's always trying to lift everybody up into stardom. And you know, and her and Taraji don't have no ill feeling towards each other, which I don't believe that they do. But Taraji's statement wasn't even about Oprah. That's what people are failing to realize.
No, she's just talking about how the industry.
Oprah's a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
She is a gatekeeper. She's a billionaire. She's up there with all the other billionaires that are gatekeepers. And without her endorsement to make Fantasia great after Fantasia did her plays, she still wasn't able to bring Fantasia into the limelight that she should have been in until now recently after this movie. Which a lot of people love. What do you think about the movie? Because I haven't seen it yet. What did you think?
I neither love or hate it. I'm more neutral. Mm-hmm. So if I saw it on like Netflix, and you know how like I dislike, I like, I love this, I would give it a like.
Well, without, or you wouldn't give it the double like.
No.
But without your bias of loving the first Color Purple, and you just now seeing it for the first time in your life, like the girls.
I didn't need no more Negro spirituals. I'm sorry. I just didn't need no more. I wanted to see more upbeat shit. It was all, I don't know. Everything was, even the songs, even though the songs were inspiring in their own ways, it wasn't no zhuzh to it. It was missing something.
I think it was more PG. You know, it was catering to a PG audience.
Like, I definitely wouldn't be singing the versions of those songs on that show. I wouldn't just go around the house, clean the house, singing those songs. I'm not going to do it.
Like you would, like one of the songs from Hamilton.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Even though I have not seen Hamilton yet, but Hamilton has
I've heard about the black version.
Hamilton. Okay.
Yeah. Hamilton the musical.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't seen
it. The girls love Hamilton the musical.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but from what I've heard about Hamilton, they would have more songs that I would just be sweeping the floor and be like, oh, whatever the song is. I'd sing The Hills Are Alive. The fuck.
Before you sung one of the songs from the Color Purple musical that just came out. Yeah. But I feel like I haven't seen
it. But it was an all-star cast. It was a good movie. It was overall, I mean.
And Whoopi Goldberg's in the movie, right?
I know. I could not believe that. She just delivered Celie's baby.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And then one thing I was so happy about, which I never liked about the original Color Purple, was that they actually had an older version of Nettie. How you gonna use the same young version and then just gray her hair, put some gray color in her hair, and say this is the old? If that movie spanned, it's supposed to span about a minimum of 40 years, maybe. I forgot how long it's supposed to span. And Nettie is still just as young as back in 1917, 1912, as she is in 1940. So that was confusing to me.
Well, they put the old makeup on her to make her look older.
She didn't
in the
really
first
look
movie.
Older.
Well, that's
they
how
was going
most
on the black don't
women
crack.
Age, though. We don't crack.
I'm older. I look older. I mean, I look the same,
no,
but I look
girl,
older.
I don't look too much. Like Cuz said at the dinner the other day, we went out for our aunt's birthday, 65. Hey, now, she made it. And Cuz was like, you guys, he said, well, you, Gina, and, you know, y'all still look basically the same.
Surprise, because,
it happens. You know, some black don't crack, some black do. If you do.
I crack. I always say black don't crack unless you do crack. My eyes are white. It's because my eyes, the skin around my eyes are white, and it's thinner now that I'm older because of the vitiligo. I am starting to get some like wrinkles right here. So.
I don't see them. Is it when you smile?
Probably.
Smile.
Yeah.
I see little lines. Yeah, I see them, but they not like you look basically the same. You haven't changed that much, and you're 45 years old, so girl, you look good.
But whatever.
That's all I can say. But let's go on into our artist of the day, honey. Artist of the day today, y'all. We're going to do a throwback from Wando featuring 400 Reckless and Manny Pistols. And the name of the song is called 400 Bars. And we're going to get to why I'm playing this because I think this is one of their hottest songs out. But we're going to get to why I'm playing this song after the song plays.
Why 400 bars?
To kill this. Six by a street, bitch, I'm getting out. I be with my dogs, life fit no. I can't switch sides, we ain't kicking no. My little bitch gon' go hard till I'm getting soft. Bitch, she ain't slick it out. I know she just want the president. Yeah. She on the knees like a reverend. Yeah. Name a nigga I ain't better than. Yeah. I go to war like a Mexican. She the cop for the shit that I'm stepping in. Yeah. Chain on my neck, just settle me. Never let the door with the trying to spin. Bitch, it be 100 a dime. Two through the house and he down. Somebody gon' chop from crime. Pull up with the oven and fry him. Fuck, fuck. Come here, bitch. I got a buzz and 1 year past. Up in her mouth, I'll be with the clicks. You niggas funny.
We got sticks, we got rounds. Wait till my LeBron touch down. He done gained a couple pounds.
Hey, yo, nigga.
Yeah. Caught him like I'm gunning down.
Let's give it up for the Pino Regio.
And I know I'm out of town. Yeah, he lost his fucking bean, lost his fucking knowledge, lost his fucking noodle, better get it found.
Nigga, better.
Yeah, and not a soda quiet, that's not breakfast. A soda heavy, not a soda thick, and that's a matter of pound.
Come here,
wait. Yeah,
he run out the cut, he's sagging,
let him out. Get a boy.
Cabbage, hit the rain, it's a package, five balls, bitch, I'm black. On the knees, got a gag, we all gang, boom, flat. It ain't funny, but I'm black. He did one time, he ain't friendly, but
oh, wow.
He on the way, I'm on the way.
That's
wow.
Why
I'm
saying, that's amazing, right?
That ain't container, just started rapping, I'm just a beginner.
But just started rapping, he sound like that.
He probably been having songs in his head.
In his head forever, and he's like, I'm gonna go ahead and try it.
I ain't lying, I'm just speaking in general. I'm the car, but motherfuckers spinning. Water combat, go ahead and finish it. Get rid of you, bitch, I'm the mafia. It ain't a lot of you, she gave me topical. Drift on my Nautica, I got my Nautica.
Nephew
out
be spending a lot of my nephew be spending a lot of money on this video.
Next
they're not like
next option. See something that I like and I rob you, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Move shit.
To each and slide to you. Yeah
I don't like this video cause it reminds me of that shooting over there.
He wants to smoke and we finna roll up. I caught a heat, so my boys on the hood. I got a dick with a knife in the front. Back on the block and we smoking our runs. Bro got the dog and no piss in the front. I'm out the wall with this shit like I jump. We need it all, we can't settle for nothing. Hold on. He body, get his brain, knock every thought out of it. I'm in the car,
that's
but I'm
definitely not real money. Cause all them little niggas is broke. Sorry, not that. That money. What money is it? Somebody tax money?
You know it.
We up for the bird, get the word.
This nigga got job.
On the 6, we just missed all the turns. Finna slide on the 7, we take. We gon' slide on the 8 to 9. By 9, I'm gonna be here to play. By 10, I'll be home with some pussy. Hit 11, I'm back on the block. Just ran in the 12 at the stove. Ask me why I spent 13 on pop.
I don't know, what is that?
They looked at me, said, could we not? Our mother said, bitch ass nigga, that proceeded our clutch in my Glock. I'm here for like a court. Everything move like a pool.
I like
it.
I
like trap music.
I love trap music.
On the line like an artist. No element, I got the carbon. Wanna join the gang, gotta call them. I want face like an iPhone. You didn't need to charge, you not own. No,
you want face like an iPhone.
The K-Blast got the mop on. The 40, I keep like a sensei.
You and girl, I'm on 50 on.
We make it shake like a rattle.
That time you
told
Kenny don't trick me trout. With a fucking knife.
My young is on bliss for the tackle.
I know
they say
doing
his couple sackles. And they ain't no snitch like the last one. Talking choices.
But we really didn't live in the hood until we went with daddy's stuff. And I had to adapt because I've been growing up in all these towns. These proper towns. These towns. Y'all can't see what I'm doing, but I'm rubbing my hand and I got vitiligo.
All right, y'all. As I said, that was Wando
and his buddies.
400 Reckless and Manny Pistols. And I love that song. It's called 400 Bars Part 3.
They had did part one and part two. That's part three. And they can't
Oh, so when they do that bars, that means that there's no hook, right?
Yeah, just bars. No hook. But they was just spitting them bars. And so we're going into our nappy time story. The nappy,
yes,
nappy.
And thankfully, since New Year's Day, there hasn't been a whole lot of shooting in Indianapolis. So, yeah.
It's unbelievable, right? Not really. It's not really never a lot of shooting.
It really
compared
is.
To other cities, uh-oh, like, forgot, we're lame. According to shoots. But I liked it. I said liked it.
No, that's a good thing. No, that's definitely a good thing.
I like that we are not one of those cities where there are a lot of murders and shootings and things of that nature.
Well, according to
most of our murders are done by the police, right?
No, but the police, last year, statistically, our murders only reached a high level of the level, excuse me, oh God, of the level of the shootings in the past few years was because our police shootings went up.
Yeah, our police shootings went up.
That's sad.
That's sad. I mean, I really hate to see it. And then a lot of people that they shot were unarmed too. And we talked about it and we're going to continue to talk about it. But on 106.7 WTLC, our beloved radio host, Jerry Wade, the lover man.
The lover man.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. He passed away unexpectedly, you guys.
He has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was going to say that. But RIP to the lover man is... and R&B soul singer myself, his show was one of my favorites growing
up. Yes, it was.
It was one of my favorites growing up in Indianapolis, you know. And all I got to say is I wish his family all the condolences and that, you know, he rests in heaven where he belongs.
Yeah, he was only 63 years old. And our auntie just made it 65. So that's like he'd been the loving man for her whole motherfucking life.
Yeah, and he's one of my friends on Facebook as well. You know, he follows me on Facebook. And I used to do an internship with Radio 1.
Yeah.
So I knew him from when I worked there, but not like he was a personal friend. I just told him, you know, I loved his show. And I've always listened to his show. And his voice was great. He had a great radio voice.
Yes, he did. That sexy-ass voice. That's what they had. That's
nice
how he had a
baritone voice.
Very, 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 very nice.
Yeah. But, okay, so DJ Watts. And you can find him at DJ Watts 317 on IG.
At the ampersand.
Yeah, at DJ Watts 317, right?
Mm-hmm.
On IG. And he is doing a showcase. Well, he said it's Dame Dash's showcase from Rockefeller. Yeah. I know who you guys know who Dame Dash is.
Yeah, you couldn't forget who Dame Dash was. Remember, they accused him of sacrificing Aaliyah. Y'all can't forget that shit.
They did?
Yeah.
What?
Where you been, girl?
Why would he sacrifice Aaliyah?
That's what I said. But they were dating at the time. But they were dating. Yeah, they were dating at the time.
What did he get out of it?
I mean, I don't know, because he's still doing just about the same. But he's still doing basically the same shit he was doing. I don't know, but they claim that Damon Dash.
That sounds ridiculous.
The Illuminati had Damon Dash sacrifice Aaliyh.
He's not even part of the Illuminati. He ain't no billionaire.
I'm just telling you. That's why I said the Illuminati
ain't
is
in
not
a billionaire
real.
Club. No, it is real, but it's
not like that. No,
it's billionaires, not millionaires. He's a fucking millionaire. He can't get in that club. You gotta be a billionaire to be in that club. Keep it real. That's like the Guardian said. Like the Guardian said, the billionaires control this world.
Yes.
The billionaires, trillionaires, the people that got money. They control society. They control the media. They control
and we can call them Illuminati.
Information, basically.
The Illuminati is really the Catholic Church.
That does make them information.
The Illuminati is really the Catholic Church. It has nothing to do with the music industry.
You really believe that?
Have you ever researched the Catholic Church?
Well, I guess so, where the Catholic Church are billionaires.
Yeah.
Boom.
They have a whole city in Italy.
Just
the Vatican.
Dedicated to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they got all these secret documents and everything. Like,
my God. I'm off topic, but didn't they say that Russia was just had put out papers that they looking for the Messiah? And the Messiah in our...
No, I missed that.
Yes, girl.
I'm not surprised,
They said that Messiah is black, right? They said has to be
black,
Well,
the first one was Jewish. Which is light brown.
They said that the old Messiah was definitely black. And they only looking at black people and black culture around the world because they believe that they're going to find a new Messiah.
Well, considering...
In a black person. A black person.
Okay, damn. Yeah. I got to look this
up. Yeah, you got to look it up. They said
I believe it, though.
Kat did an interview recently on it. Kat Williams.
Yeah.
He said that the only reason that white people is looking at us is to find the new Messiah.
Oh.
Because they believe that the Messiah is a person of color.
Oh, I got it now. Because he was saying, like, why if y'all hate us, why y'all pay so much attention to us?
Why are they emulating us? And that, too. He didn't mention that they was emulating us. They are emulating us.
And we're not talking about all white people, so don't think we racist.
No, hell no. I like
white people. My mama was a little racist, though. I ain't gonna
lie. I like y'all. Hey. It's a little bit of white blood in us somewhere down the line. And what's the 2%?
But mama was racist.
It wasn't 2%?
No, it's not 2%.
For you, you did to Dana.
Girl, you probably got more in me than me, so.
You think I got more white blood?
I don't know
blood.
Who got more white blood.
Anyways, DJ Watts at DJ Watts 317 on IG. They having a showcase tomorrow with Dame Dash from Rockefeller. And it's going to be tomorrow, 1-11, at 1111 Bar and Grill. Which is located at 9439 East Washington Street, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46229. If you don't know, now you know. Because my son will be performing tomorrow, honey.
Yes.
If y'all want to come out and see Wando kill the game on the mic and just murder that motherfucker, then go ahead and come to 1111 Bar and Grill tomorrow. It will be... The winner will receive a free redo of their song and a trip to Las Vegas to get their song redone with Dame Dash. It is a pay-to-play situation.
Yes, pay-to-play.
So, I really don't like pay-to-play situation because when I play, I want to get paid. But anyways, you get, at the end, you get a connection that you normally wouldn't get. And you get, you know, to get in the studio with a legend, Dame Dash.
Well, let's hope they don't have the person that they already want to win.
Okay, so if they what, but when they see my son, he gonna win.
Hey, so yeah, it's $20.
$25 for 4 minutes. One song. $50 for 5 minutes. I don't understand that, y'all, but y'all make it make sense.
Again, one song.
$100 slot for 2 songs, which is up to 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess they're trying to give everybody a chance to perform, even though they probably already got their winners. We already know that, but...
Yeah, hey, but you know,
can't deny talent.
Yes, you cannot deny talent.
Can't deny talent. Talent is talent, honey.
I'm talent.
And all I got to say is thank y'all for listening to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
And as y'all know, remain unbothered because it's going to be a lot of shit happening in 2024, honey. We got this election coming up. We got Donald Dump Trump still running for office.
Although he already lost 2 states by default.
We got decrepit ass Biden.
God, no.
Trying to run again.
Why did they not find somebody else to run?
I don't know. It's like they trying to set it up for this motherfucker to win again. I don't know. It's a weird
situation. They've been looking forward to another insurrection.
Strange world.
We live in.
That we living in, honey. But we'd like to thank y'all again for listening and tune in to the next episode of Honestly Unbothered. And
we're going to leave y'all with this song.
Leaving with a thought, Gina. Leaving with a thought.
What's these bitches is so informed.
Honey. Yes, we are. And we're going to remain honestly unbothered.
How these hot little bottle roll up and get high? If they show you living good, let me see. And they don't like what you do, so what it means? Bitches gon' be mad at us. Bitches gon' be mad at us. Niggas gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us. They just gon' be mad at us. When you're on a high, someone's gonna try and bring you down. There's something you're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around. Bitches gon' be mad at us.
Oh, really?
Bitches gon' be mad at us.
You know it.
Niggas gon' be mad at us.
We don't care.
They just gon' be mad at us.
What I say.
Bitches gon' be mad.
there's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right.
If you ain't got no haters around.
Okay, so why does it say cannot?